So hello and welcome to my podcast. It's Learn Reiki and Connect with me, Tracy Matthews. Now, this week we are talking about your higher self. So a warm welcome to everybody, and I hope you've been well, and I hope you've had a good week. So as normal, it's a busy week and it's just juggling work and life. So if you've been following along, you would have seen last week I did a video, and we're really talking about this subject, about the higher self, and that this part tries to speak with us. So I really wanted to use this podcast now, just a little bit more expansion on this further. And like we said, you know, like last time, you're still going to hear from me weekly, but I'm just doing a combination of videos and podcasts. So please do follow along on YouTube. That's where you'll find the videos as well. Because this space is really all about helping each other out. That's connecting to the light within. And that's that energy source. It's all knowing. It's expansive. And this is the thing. When we meditate, we can hear this part because it communicates. And if we listen to this part of ourselves, guess what? Well, it helps us out. And this podcast is all about tuning in to that part of ourselves and recognizing that power, if you like, the power of our mind. So on the last podcast, I was previously talking about learning Reiki healing at home. And discuss the difference between an in-person traditional course, and then we also looked at the online platform. And if you haven't already sort of tuned in and listened to that, then I'd encourage you to do so, because the online platform for Reiki is a powerful way to learn how to meditate. And it's going to support you on your spiritual journey and in your personal life, because this kind of way of learning is really there for us to do, you know, in our own time and really go over the material and digest it. I also have put together on YouTube the 21 Days Meditation Challenge. Now, if you're wanting to sort of reconnect or maybe start into meditation, then this is really one for you. There's basically 21 videos for each day. So you'll see me at the beginning of the video on each of the days. I share a tip and then we literally switch out the visual and go straight into meditation. This is really powerful, really rewarding, and especially when we put the time and the effort into meditation, it really does help us out. So, okay, well, we're going to jump right in, because this week we're really looking at the higher self when it's trying to speak with us. And, you know, how do we hear it? So we're going to look at how we recognise that, you know, the higher self, what it is. What happens when we miss repeatedly, you know, the inner guidance and that part of us when it's trying to speak with us? And what's some of the kind of things that the higher self wants to try and tell us. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me and just hit that subscribe button so that we can do this together. So how do we recognize the higher self? So what would you say to that? What's your take on that? You know, in order to sort of recognize that, well, what is the higher self? And I think it's really sort of interesting how we all know it, but we call it different things. We call it literally the higher self, the bigger me, and I kind of like the bigger me, or the inner voice, inner guidance, the soul, or it's that intuition. How do you recognize it? So, you know, although we acknowledge that there are different names and that we kind of know what we're referring to, how many of us really connect the dots? You know, it's this bit that is trying to sort of tell us something. Because I find it quite interesting, because in my work I see this over and over again. You know, for example, a person might ignore the inner voice, the soul, whichever way we sort of want to label it, or just that higher self. And how this manifests is that person will often get nudges. They'll intuitively get a sense that they need to, for example, you know, do a Reiki course. And then life gets in the way, or they ignore it, or they sort of hear it but don't act on it. And I always find it quite fascinating, because people will tell me, I have been trying to do Reiki, you know, X amount of time. It could be months or years. And then that opportunity sort of like left, and then they find themselves again. Now's the time that they want to do it. And it's always, they say that there was something inside them that made sure that this was the divine time, the right time to learn this incredible method that we've got on our planet, which is to connect in with that light and the power of our mind. So this is something that I do see and I hear very often. And I always find it really powerful when you work with different modalities, because I work with the online courses. I've got them put together, but the in-person Reiki courses. I also do the quantum healing hypnosis technique. Now, some of you out there may know this as the QHHT. This is the hypnosis method that Dolores Cannon put together. And it's really incredible, because again, there is that section, that portion of the session where the higher self will often say, we have been trying to get the person, whoever it is, to hear us. And I just think how interesting that really is. So if that part of us is trying to tell us and speak with us or get our attention, the question is really, it's all about recognizing how that higher self is trying to communicate with us. And what I've realized and what I've noticed for others and for myself, there's a universal way in which we can recognize this part. And that is through our subtle senses. So it's subtle senses. So in other words, it's how you naturally intuit. Now, some of the ways that we do this is different. For some, we feel that intuition. Some know it. There's a level of cognizance there. They just know it. Some hear it. And some either see things in their mind's eye, or they might see pictures, or they might see in the physical. Really sort of dependent with clairvoyant. There's many different ways in which we can do seeing. Now, some receive impressions such as smell, taste, you know. And how many have sort of had a sense of a loved one is nearby when they get that sense, and they get comfort if they have like a smell of a person, or they get a feeling or a vibration. Or we hear, you know, hear lyrics in a song that just stand out, or we actually hear the inner guidance. We hear that intuitive voice. You know, and most of us, we don't actually put two and two together. Do you find that that happens? You know, what we do with these intuitive impressions, well, we just ignore them. Or we have that sort of sense, we receive it, but then we let it go. We actually don't realise the significance of what that is all about. So, you know, to go back to that question, recognising how the higher self communicates, well, it's through intuition. It's through those subtle senses. Now, that might get you sort of thinking a little bit of some of the intuitive ways that you are wired. Because I've realised, especially with teaching over the years, how we sense the world around us, how we tune in and sense energy is different. We've all got these, but to varying degrees. And yes, we can develop and we can sort of expand, but we're born with these. So, are you a feeler? Do you get vibrations? Do you get that sense? And that's how you navigate the world around you. You being clairsentient. I mean, that is something that I have had all my life, but it wasn't until I really kind of got onto my spiritual path and started my spiritual journey that I began to realize the significance of me feeling and how I navigate the world. So, does this resonate with you? I mean, some might be really cognizant. They've got this claircognizance. They have an inner knowing. And for them, they know things. Nobody has to tell them. They don't read it. It's not something that's outside of them. It's all inside. You know, that might be the way you receive intuition. So you might be a feeler, you might be cognizant, but then you might be someone that can see. You're quite clairvoyant. So quite often you'll get sort of like random sort of pictures in your mind, and they will either communicate something, you might know it, or you might get a sense, a feeling that goes with it. So it's all quite sort of related, but it, you know, some people lead a little bit more with the others. We've all got them. So, you know, which one are you? So it's really quite incredible how that can be. And, you know, if that's how we are, and if the highest self is trying to speak with you and speak with me, and it uses these sort of subtle senses, the knowing, the feeling, seeing, hearing, etc., and we don't recognize that it can come via that, or we might simply sort of choose to ignore it, or we've not really kind of connected it all together. This is something which I find quite interesting, because this has happened with others, and of course it's happened with me. And what is that then that happens when we repeatedly miss those little signs, that intuition and that kind of level of communication from the higher self? Well, we're gonna feel off. If that part of us is trying to tell us something, we're going to feel at some level misaligned. We know that something is missing. Might not necessarily know what it is, but we know something's missing. We might sense that we're sort of on a crossroads, that there's a little bit, we either go left or right or move straight on, but we don't know. But we kind of get that sense, but we don't know where to go. It might be that you can't keep doing what you're doing. It's like there's a little bit of a sense of like, there's no way I can continue doing what I was doing before. I know I need to do something else, but you don't know what that something else is. You might be absolutely feeling confused. There's no clarity. You're lost. And there may be some level of disenchantment with life, you know, that you don't actually want to be here. There's no purpose to it. There's no rhyme or reason with it. There is now that just fogginess around it. And then we start to lose sight of really what we're here for. And that can feel really sort of sobering when we get there. Well, what's the point? And that's when we start to get low, and then we start to get to feel quite depressed. Because sometimes we miss that part of us that's trying to tell us. And like I said, sometimes we don't even know what that is, why we're feeling it, and we don't even know what we want. But we've just got these overwhelming feelings. We've just got this sense about us. And it's really tough when we feel and we're in that kind of part of our sort of life when nothing feels good. We're just sort of like almost going around rudderless. And we're trying to sort of work out what's going on, but we don't even know where to look. So what kind of things does the higher self try to tell us? And when we don't listen, we've just sort of looked at some of the ways it can manifest itself. But how does, what's some of the things that this part of us will tell us? Well, it will try to help us to find a way forward. And this is when we're going to get a feeling that perhaps we might need to do something. We might need to go somewhere. Sometimes it can be as literal as self-care. We need rest. Maybe we're working too hard. Maybe the job we're doing is just not in alignment with us. It's throwing us off. Maybe we're just so exhausted we can't work through it. Or maybe there's another way in which we can still work the work that we're doing, but we need to put other things in place. So do you get the picture how this part can really be kind of giving us information, trying to talk to us, trying to let us know? But if we get that, we just think it's a thought. It's very easy, isn't it, to sort of almost ignore it and not actually really take it for what it is. Because you'll get a sense, you'll get a feeling, you'll get a picture in your mind's eye of how to put this in place. Sometimes when we're at that low level, sometimes we haven't got the energy to do it. So then we sort of get into a very difficult sort of situation. But what are other things it will try to highlight to us? Well, I think a good indication is really for you to tune into what's going on with you right now. What really is going on for you? Where is that sort of feeling of loss, that sense of that you don't want to be here? What's going on for you? In what life area? You know, is it relationship? Is it in your career? Are you doing the right job for yourself at the moment? You know, is it in the surroundings? Is it our home? Is it the right place where we're living? Did you see how sometimes that we can quite easily ignore this? We don't realise that there's this part of us that's really trying to let us know that maybe we need to look at that a little bit more further. Maybe it's our spiritual growth. You know, like I mentioned, there are many times a client will tell me they have been trying to do a Reiki course and then life gets in the way. And that sort of opportunity then presents itself, and that's when somebody is ready for that shift and this part of their life. So what's really going on for you at the moment? What's happening for you? Is it family life? Is it work? You know, these are the kind of things that when we are living our lives, they come up. Is there clarity that you need in your life? Is there something that is a little bit more related to that? You know that you're here to do something, but you don't know what it is. You know you haven't found it yet. And I always find it quite interesting. Sometimes we naturally get out of this kind of funk that we tend to go into. There are times that we sort of, we don't realise what we're doing, and we're not cognizant, or we don't step outside of ourselves and realise what we're doing, but we naturally kind of do hear, we do listen, and then we do something, and then we sort of get ourselves out of it, and then we start feeling better. And sometimes we don't know what it is that we've done until we lose it again. That's something that happened to me. It's like losing something and you don't realise what it is that you had, and you've got to sort of piece your way back, reorientate yourself. So that might be something that has happened to you recently, that you felt low and you did something and then you got through it. Well, what did you do? And sometimes we just need to sort of put all that together, and then we start getting really a sense of when the higher self does try to speak with us, and we sometimes it feels natural and we listen to that. But there are those, and that can happen, where we kind of get to a little crossroads and it feels very different. It feels a little bit more serious this time. And maybe that's happened to you. I know it's happened to me, when this time we can't sort of gloss over it. It feels different. We know that there's something a little bit more on this. And then that might be accompanied by feeling a little bit lost. We feel low, and it starts that whole cycle again. So when this happens, you know, most of the time with working with the quantum healing hypnosis, the Reiki courses and the Akashic Records, it's more to do with our path. You know, when we get off path, we're going to know it. It's going to manifest itself in our lives. And this is sometimes when it comes back down to these feelings, when we start feeling low and lost. You know, if it's not in a result of something that's happened or trauma or something that's gone on, and we just have this feeling of we're not feeling particularly happy, we don't know quite what it is. It's that sort of sense that we don't know what it is. But we know that we're feeling really sort of quite low and sad, and it all gets quite muddled up. Quite often, sometimes this helps us to understand a little bit more of the cause behind that, because we all made a plan when we get here. And that plan is at certain ages, at certain points, we'll have experiences. But sometimes there's a part in our life or a part of the road and the plan where we said we'd do something. And when the higher self is trying to speak with us to say, yes, this is the direction we need to go, and we repeatedly miss it, then this is when we start to feel not very happy here. And this is how it manifests itself. You know, there will be a sense that something is missing, but you might not be able to put your finger on it. And that's a journey in itself, where we sort of go and try and find out. We look at the physical things in life. We do holidays. You know, and these are all part and parcel. It's really subjective as to what your higher self is trying to tell you and to speak. Quite often, it's more getting to where we wake up, when we start to get a little sense of remembering who we are. And when we get to that kind of where our higher self is sort of wanting to remember ourselves, then that can be really tricky in our physical lives. That's when we can feel really at a loss, until we listen to that part. Maybe it is to go and go to a certain part of the world. Maybe sort of find something out, learn something, do something. And I guess with this, it's always going to be that you're going to have to sort of tune in and hear what that part of you wants to do. It might be more freedom. Might be to work a little bit, not for somebody else. It might be for yourself. And whilst we're feeling low, we kind of ignore those feelings and thoughts because we think we can't do it, or it's going to be scary to do it. I really would really encourage those of you to really listen in to what that part of you and how you know it, you feel it, you sense it, And you get a sense of how that is, that intuitive. You know, the not only the higher self, but also our spirit guides. They will also help you too. They will step in and nudge. And sometimes they do that quite in a way that will sort of make us sort of have the time to sit. And maybe we find ourselves that, and this can happen, that maybe we're made redundant or that job folds or something happens where all of a sudden we've got some time to think. And maybe it was a time that was missing. You know, a really powerful way, and that's why I've put the 21 Days Meditation Challenge together, is to help people to listen to that part. Because quite often when we're not feeling 100%, we're feeling low, either our vibration's quite low, or we're sort of in that fight, flight and freeze. You know, when we're in our stress, and it's very difficult then to even be connected, and we've got no energy and it all feels a little bit too much. And that's a really powerful way to really sort of take ourselves out of that and to just sit and sit in that space and to try meditation. Because the benefits of that is incredible, and that's a really key and powerful way to hear the inner guidance or the higher self and how it communicates and speaks with us. But there's something else that can happen, and this actually took me by surprise, and we're going to do that on a separate podcast. We're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail, and that's to do with messages of the body. So we'll talk about that next time. But I kind of really hope that this has been of use to you. You found this just as a timely reminder that maybe you kind of come out of a low period, or you might be in one now, or you're feeling a little bit lost and you're not sure what it is, or you really are sure what it is. You know, life is not delivering what you want. So it might be then that this is the time to tune in and listen to those, that intuitive feeling, that intuitive knowing, the mind's eye, the seeing and the hearing. And of course, visits and connections to our loved ones that are not with us. They try to help us. Quite often we smell, we taste. That's another part of this subtle senses that we get impressions from, because they can see, they want to try, they want to help. So I hope this has been useful. I hope that you can sort of have a little look at now at some of the ways that this part of you is already speaking with you or trying to get more information to you, and how now that perhaps if you hadn't recognized it to the full extent, that now that you can see that this inner voice, this higher self, does try to speak, it does try to help us to navigate and move forward. I mean, it does it naturally, but there are times when we hit rock bottom and we don't know why it is that we're there. And that's how we get out on that and move forward. That part of us loves us. You know, that part of us wants us to navigate and move forward. So it's really up to us now to recognize that part, tune in and listen. And one of the best ways we can do that is through meditation. So please do take a look at YouTube and at the 21 Days Meditation Challenge. So I hope you found this of interest. Like I said, if you want to find a little bit more information out, then please hit the subscribe button. Like I said, I'm on YouTube, but you can also catch me on Spotify, and I'm listed on other platforms as well. do take advantage of what the services on the online, which is the learnreikiandconnect.co.uk, where the online Reiki level 1 and 2 is there, and how powerful that learning really is. You can do that in your own home. Really start learning more about ourselves, how to focus the mind, how to tune in to that frequency and hear that part of us. Or you might like to work over Skype, learning the Reiki level 1, 2, or the might be the QHHT, the hypnosis method by Dolores Cannon. So might even be the art of dowsing. You might like to go and look at the free resources where we've got put together a guidebook on how to speak with the higher self, and that's using the pendulum. So I hope to speak with you very soon, and do take care, and bye for now.